Next patient is Jackie Lafreniere. That's Jackie, J-A-C-K-I-E. Jackie M. Lafreniere, L-A-F-R-I-N-E-R-E. L-A-F-R-I-N-E-R-E. Jackie M. Lafreniere. Date of birth, 4/22/44. Date of visit is 9/19/23. Please make a copy for Jeanette Brooks, J-E-A-N-N-E-T-T-A. Jeanetta Brooks, B-R-O-O-K-S. A-P-R-N. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath and history of COPD. Next paragraph, first present illness. This is a 79-year-old female with a past history of diabetes, hypertension, chronic kidney disease, and dyslipidemia. Had a permanent pacemaker and has a history for COPD with chronic bronchitis. The patient has had cough and post-nasal drip with sinus drainage. She was admitted to Halifax Hospital approximately 2 earlier this year with shortness of breath and acute exacerbation of COPD and was treated with IV antibiotics and steroids and also was found to have an area of pneumonia in the right lower lobe. The the patient has not been on any steroids recently. But does use the Brio inhaler, 100 micrograms, one puff a day. Next paragraph. Past history. The patient's past history includes history of diabetes, hypertension, CHF and dyslipidemia and history of AV block with permanent pacemaker placement. She has also history for gouty arthritis and prior history of coronary artery disease with stenting. There is a history of colon polyps resected and previous myocardial infarct. The patient, patient's surgical history includes partial hysterectomy and right inguinal hernia repair and a resection of a right breast lump. She also had pancreatic cancer with the resection of I'm sorry, partial resection of the pancreas. The patient had a tumor excised from her right knee. And right knee, period. Next line, habits. The patient was a smoker. Half a pack per day for 55 years and quit. No alcohol use. She worked in an office. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies listed. Next paragraph. Family history. Was non-contributory. Father died of old age. Mother in an accident. Next, system review. The patient has fatigue. She has shortness of breath, cough, and wheezing. She has had constipation, no rectal bleed. She has urinary frequency. And she has skin rash with eczema. She also has joint pains and muscle stiffness, easy bruising, and has anxiety attacks. She has memory loss, but no headaches or numbness of the extremities, and denied any skin rash. Next paragraph. Medalist included Brio Ellipta, 100 micrograms, one puff a day. Nebulized albuterol in Atrovent solution 3 times daily. Metformin 500 milligrams BID. No log insulin per scale. Lantus insulin 24 units daily. Atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily. Coreg 3.125 milligrams BID. Ventolin inhaler 2 puffs QID PRN. Hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligrams daily, and losartan 25 milligrams a day. Next, physical exam. This is a moderately overweight, elderly white female, is alert and in no acute distress. No pallor or cyanosis, but has mild peripheral edema and no lymphadenopathy. Her blood pressure is 120 over 80, pulse is 96, respirations 20, temperature 97.8, and weight is 151, saturation 94. HE India norms, phallic pupils reactive. Throat was clear, ears not mentioned, nasal mucous edematous. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, no lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions and scattered wheezes in the upper lung fields with prolonged expirations. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2 with no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, 1 plus edema with decreased peripheral pulses. Reflexes are 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. COPD with chronic bronchitis and emphysema. Number 2 is history of diabetes mellitus. Number 3, hypertension. Number 4, history of pancreatic cancer, status post partial resection of pancreas. And number 5 is coronary artery disease. And number 6 is right lower lung infiltrate. Next paragraph, plan the patient. Recently had his chest CT. in June of 2023, which showed a wedge-shaped consolidation in the right low lobe and needs a follow-up. She did have a PFT done earlier this year, which showed moderately severe obstruction and no significant change after bronchodilator to use. And the blood gases showed hypoxemia. Labs were unremarkable, except for BUN21 creatinine of 1.6. And her blood sugar was 98. And a hemoglobin of 13.0. The patient will get a follow-up chest CT next month. She will also use albuterol. She will also use albuterol NEBS, TIDPRN, for shortness of breath. And continue with Duonet solution with the nebulizer twice a day. And continue with Brio Ellipta one puff a day. Patient also the patient will also stop using the Combivent inhaler at this point. And a CBC complete metabolic profile to be ordered in 2 months. And a follow-up visit to be arranged here in approximately 2 months. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Janetta Brooks, J-E-A-N-N-E-T-T-A, Brooks, A-P-R-N, from Conviva, C-O-N-V-I-V-A. Thank you, Dr. Souza.